Shalom uvracha, peace and blessings to you, beloved. One of my favorite scriptures I want to share with you today is Jeremiah 33, verse 3. The Lord is speaking here and he says, call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Father, we just ask that you'll pour forth your spirit on us now, that you'll lift our faith level and inspire us to call upon you to show us things, wonderful things that we've never experienced before. I don't know about you, but I'm sure that many of you can relate to this. I love adventure. I love experiencing new things. And this is what the Lord is saying here, Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty or wonderful things that you know not of or have never experienced before. Don't you hunger for more? Don't you want the Lord to reveal himself to you in new dimensions of his glory? This is what he's promising here. He's promising that as we keep seeking him, as we keep knocking, as we keep asking, as we keep calling on him, God said he's going to cause the glory of heaven to come upon our lives, revealing himself to us in ways that we've never encountered before. So let me just speak it again to impart faith to your heart, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and marvelous things that you know not of. I know I changed that word a few times. One time I said great and mighty. One time I said great and wonderful. One time I said great and marvelous. Just depends on what version of the Bible that you're using. The point is, God says, when you call upon me, I'm going to show you and reveal myself in my glory to you in ways that you've never experienced before. So I want to encourage you, beloved, stay thirsty, stay hungry, don't give up hope. I know that sometimes it seems like life is dry. It seems monotonous. It seems mechanical. We have to go through these times. God is working in our life even when we're going through the valley, even as he's working in the trees during winter when all the leaves are off the tree. Did you know that the tree is actually healthiest in the winter? Because all its resources are staying within the tree rather than being dissipated towards the leaves. So God's working in your life even during winter and dry seasons when you feel nothing. But there's a time for everything. And the Lord says, if you call upon me, I'm going to reveal my glory to you in ways that you've never come into before. Beloved, keep pressing on. There's always more for you.